Yeah.
Well, you look great in those NBC Sports Network suits.
I think this is my own $3,000
suit.
Yeah. This is my own suit
from when you
Sears.
Were a barrister.
Sears.
Do you remember the barrister days?
No, I try not to.
You just taped an interview with Vikings head coach Mike Zimmer. We had him on earlier. Let's mash. Did he say anything interesting?
He said a lot of interesting things.
Like what?
Did he tell you that they're trading Adrian Peterson to the Cowboys?
No, he said the Chargers.
Yeah, he didn't tell me that either.
Well, yeah, he didn't say Chargers to us either.
I told him, because he told me last month that basically it's a two-way street. And if Adrian decides he doesn't want to be back, and he elaborated on that today, if Adrian doesn't want to be back, they'll work something out.
Yep.
And he also believes he can recruit Adrian Peterson to stay. And I said, I'm Adrian Peterson. Recruit me to stay.
Yeah.
And, you know, it makes a pretty good case, especially as they get closer and closer to going into that new stadium.
So has your opinion changed? Is it edging more towards, yes, he will play for the Vikings in 2015?
I think it's right on the edge. It's right on the fence.
So now you're 50-50-ish where you used to be 80% no, 20% yes.
I also recognize how football teams operate, and if you want to get real value in exchange for Adrian Peterson, you can't act like you're letting him walk away.
Bill Belichick just walked to your Pro Football Talk TV show set, looked for you, you weren't there, and he walked away. What the hell's going on here? It just changed the course of TV history. Mike Florio, ProFootballTalk.com.
ESPN had this report about Deflategate, but there's been a lot of people suggesting that it didn't work out that way, that there was not an actual dismissal of a ref. Do you have any insight?
Yeah, I do have some, and I'm in the process of writing something up when I have some time to actually work on the website. The thing that brought me to this party.
Pete Carroll just stopped by your spot and you weren't there.
Please. We're trying to get John Schneider.
Oh, that'll be
top
interesting.
Top of the show. I'm live at.
Ask him about the Malcolm Brown play for me.
You mean Malcolm Butler?
Malcolm Butler, thank you. Jesus.
Anyway, something happened with a football being removed early in the AFC title game. This guy, this league employee whose name I have, who has been fired, and I want to make sure the former lawyer in me rears its ugly head every once in a while and says, make sure that you have the name right.
No doubt.
But my understanding is, after the first kickoff, that K1 ball, because they don't just put K, they put K1, K2, K3. And they use K3 all game long, or K1 rather, all game long.
It's like a report card.
But sometimes they take the K1 ball out of service because they are going to sell it to charity. And they tell the team ahead of time so they can get K1, K2, K-whatever ready to go because they still are able to do some prep to the ball. So, bottom line, Patriots go to kick their first extra point. The kicker realizes that ball hasn't been prepped. Where's K1? The Patriots complain. They track down K1. It sets this whole thing of events into sequence, and it ends up with this Jim McNally giving a ball back to the officials. And some of it's on video, some of it isn't. But the original ESPN report from Tuesday night, which was very confusing. And then the Adam Schefter follow-up about the person being fired, which was even more confusing. We're trying to put the two together and make sense out of the whole thing. It's completely separate and apart from the issue of deflating
footballs. That's what I was going to ask. It sounds like these things aren't related.
But what it all speaks to, from my perspective, is a lack of attention to detail by the NFL when it comes to the custody of the footballs, the possession of the footballs, the things that can happen to the balls during a game. And I think it creates the impression of an enormous blind spot for the NFL when it comes to the handling of footballs. So you better be darn sure that there was tampering, because it's not like laboratory conditions where these balls are kept in a special bag and the chain of custody is clear. You got all kind of crazy stuff going on. I almost said a different word than stuff. And I think the NFL needs to factor that into whatever they do with the Patriots.
Michael, even though Jerry Jones just stopped by your spot, didn't find you and left, quickly, 30 seconds, I know you're very busy right now. You had Lovie Smith on the TV show yesterday. Did he give you any tells or leads or anything for the first overall pick in the draft?
Do you think Lovie Smith has ever given anyone a tell or a lead on anything? He compares it to a football game, and he says we're in the first quarter.
Okay.
And I know that he's got a lot of people in his ear about what to do. One of them is Derek Brooks, Hall of Fame linebacker who played with the Buccaneers and played at Florida State, and is very aggressive about taking Jameis Winston.
Wants to hold his hand and
willing
everything.
To bring him into his house if need be. Mm-hmm. So you've got the off-field
literally
issues with Winston.
Into his house?
Yeah.
You've got the off-field issues with Winston, the on-field question marks with Mariota, and no good way to figure out whether or not Mariota can run an NFL-style offense. So plenty of risk.
We appreciate the time.
Good seeing you guys.
Thank you. Good seeing you, too.
Well,
thanks,
good
Mike.
Seeing Charge.
Yeah.
Good seeing you, too,
right.
My main man.
I invited you to dinner last night, and you stiffed me.
The producer is busy, you know.
You had a free dinner.
I had to get stiffed by the Seahawks offensive coordinator.
Oh, you got stiffed?
Oh, he was there last year after the ring, but this year, yeah, I sat on the couch by myself.
Well, there you go. See, you could have had a bowl of soup.
Yeah,
and,
I would have loved it. Thank you.
Horseradish sauce.
I'll call you Tuesday.
See you.
Mike Florio, ProFootballTalk.com and NBC Sports Network. We'll be back at the National Football League Scouting Combine, thanks to Whiting, LASIK, and Eye Care, to head into the final hour of Combine-related coverage with PA in charge.